Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
Oh, what have I done? I meant to back announce those songs first, and I totally accidentally changed them together. I was going to say, do you know what? It's not just music, this show, because there's actually a lot of talking in the middle. We were listening to End Boss with Feral. Before that, we had Then Again, Maybe I Don't by Tullycraft. Right now, we've got Hannah.
Hi.
Hannah.
Hey.
You're here doing the 95 BFM Small Top 10.
I know.
Would you like to tell the people a little bit about yourself?
Well.
Who are you?
No.
Okay, that's fine. What is this? What is the topic of your list tonight?
Well, actually, I know what I'm going to tell you is how anxious creating a small top 10 is.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never been. Actually, one time I was on this side of it, but I didn't actually have to come through. It's a long story.
I think I like nearly chewed off my nails last night because I wasn't sure what I was going to do. And so I really digged deep into the kind of like the soul of me.
That's very beautiful.
It's very okay. Me. And so my top 10 tonight is top 10 female-led TV shows that my mother raised me on.
This is very beautiful and specific.
Yeah.
So did you have any... So you watched a lot of TV with your mum?
Yeah, I actually did, which I think maybe is a rare thing for people. I don't know. Do people...
I watched a lot of TV by myself.
Yeah.
And I spent a lot of time with my mum and they were like separate.
Well, I think when I was growing up, my mum had a real strict rule where me and my brother and my sister were only allowed to watch 3 episodes in a week of anything. So it meant I couldn't watch like Home and Away or Friends.
Is this just like an anti-binge watching rule? That's so wild.
But the way that we
were... No omnibus.
The way that we all played it was we figured out what mum liked on TV, and then we just would be like, oh, I want to watch that, Mom. Can we watch that? And she'd be like, oh, okay, just one more.
I love that. It's like when you get the substitute teacher and you can figure out what'll keep them talking for a long time.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm excited. Let's jump into the list.
I'm a bit worried though.
Sorry.
Ooh.
I played the sting over the top of you. I do that every time. It's fine.
Okay, well, I'm a bit worried about my first one because I don't know. I feel like lots of people out there are going to be like, this isn't a female-led TV show. What are you doing? But
well, let's see you make the argument. What is number 10?
Pushing Daisies.
Ah, this is one of those shows that was on at like 1 in the morning. And I used to watch this when it was on at like a stupid time.
Well, it wasn't on at a stupid time when I was watching it.
In the Bay of Plenty, they've got a different...
Did you have it on like DVD or something?
Yeah, so this is another thing.
Okay.
Down to the movie store, or mum got really into getting DVDs online and getting them delivered to us.
That's so good.
Yeah, she was very much, she's a woman of the future, but of the past, if that makes sense.
That does make sense. So tell us a bit about Pushing Daisies, because it's a nutso TV program.
So it's about a pie maker, and the lead is a dude. But it's about a pie maker who has the ability to bring people back from the dead by touching them. And so he has this kind of like childhood sweetheart who he really loves or loved. And then I think like his mum died and then maybe came back to life. But then when he kissed the girl, his mum then died again. And then like,
so the thing is he has the power to raise people from the dead, but if he touches them again they die.
I think so.
Yes.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah. And so
Thank
the girl
you.
He's in love with comes back from the dead and they're in love, but he's not they're not allowed to touch each other or she dies. Also he runs a special cake shop.
Pie.
Yes.
So that's that. And it was just, it's very like colourful and was a bit like kind of strange.
Yeah.
Definitely was like ahead of its time, which is why it got canned.
Yeah, it's very like The Good Place or something like that.
Yeah.
It's got that kind of a vibe. And I think if it came out like last year, people would be wetting themselves and writing think pieces about it.
I wonder if maybe...
No one wet themselves at the time. They remained perfectly dry. It was a tragedy.
So yeah, that's my number 10.
Okay, beautiful.
9.
Okay. My number 9 is True Blood.
Oh, sexy yeah. vampires. Your mum was just like, here, okay. watch this like so, gothic porno.
Yeah, okay, right.
That explains a lot.
It was quite a shock for me watching this TV show with my mum and my sister. And they were reading the books as
How
well.
How old were you?
Well, it came out in 2008. So, what, that's like 11 years ago and I'm 24. So
you're 13.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you were just blossoming into womanhood with the show.
I put in my notes.
I think many people probably blossomed with this show.
I put in my notes, hashtag, oh my God, so much sex. And also I actually put Mills and Boone because my mum read a lot of Mills and Boone. And I think I kind of like put the two together. It was like kind of realizing my mother's womanhood, I guess.
It's a very like mum sexual program.
Yeah.
If to coin a phrase.
And also Sookie Stackhouse, she's pretty darn cool. She's a cool character. Yes.
That's Anna Paquin's character. Yep. And Kiwi as well.
Yeah. I really felt like I'd grown up with Anna Paquin when I watched.
Very grown up with Anna Paquin.
From Fly Away Home. Is that it? Yeah. The one about the geese. Oh.
What? I don't know anything about this geese movie.
That was the first film that she was in.
Okay.
And it's a true story. It's about a girl who falls in love finds a little geese eggs, raises them with her dad, and then they fly with them. They migrate with them. It's amazing.
This sounds worrying to me. Let's move on to number eight.
Lost.
I've just been shown the film poster for Fly Away Home and it's exactly as old yeller as I thought it would
it's
be.
It's absolutely incredible, that movie. But yeah, my number eight is Lost. Which
Lost.
We actually...
Is that female-led?
Well, no, okay. Look.
because Pushing Up Daisies is definitely like a co-lead program. I thought yeah, Lost Kate... was all about that sexy doctor, man.
No, but there's the lead female, Kate. She's like in the love triangle. You know, she's the one that always has to deal with all the men's shit
she's
all the time.
She's not the curly-haired guy, is she?
No, she's the one with the long hair and she's like real strong and tough.
Is she the old philosophy man?
No. She's... Come on, whoever's out there.
text in if you remember any female characters from the show
Kate.
Lost.
Her name's 5395.
Kate. Okay.
This one.
Her.
Yeah, she's
is
the
she
one
a doctor?
No, one of the guy who she starts having a thing with at the beginning is the doctor. But then she falls for the bad guy. So it's got that like really good, like good guy, bad guy. We all love the bad guy.
Yeah.
You know?
So this is the show, I think everyone knows what Lost is, right? It's got the polar bear in the bunker and then everyone hated the ending.
Yes.
Is and there a polar bear in a...
It's
the polar bear is in like the first episode. I stopped watching after the polar bear. I watched the first episode and at the start I was like, wow, it's like Gilligan's Island, but serious. What an interesting concept. And then a big polar bear came and I was like,
But Kate goes through a lot of really horrible shit.
Tell me, I've heard that there's a smoke monster in this TV show.
I think, yes. Yes.
The terror in Hannah's eyes. I wish I could describe it better than that, but it's just like Hannah has seen the devil.
But we never finished Lost, me and Mum. So she keeps on bringing it up.
It's all right. Lost never finished itself. allegedly. I've just admitted I've never seen it, so it doesn't matter what I think. All right.
Sounds like you have seen it,
Very
Amelia.
Solid.
Seven.
This TV show is phenomenal.
Okay.
Right? Alias. Have you ever seen it?
Oh, wigs.
Yes.
So many great wigs in this show.
That is, you are literally quoting my mum right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She would just be like, oh, look at that wig. Like, that would be every episode for us.
I mean, it's a show about wigs and daddy issues.
Yeah.
And I'm just here for it.
And another love triangle, right?
But I don't remember the love triangle.
With a dead boyfriend.
What?
So, like, you know how her boyfriend dies at the beginning? He gets murdered.
What? Okay, I don't remember that.
Oh my god.
This is a program I only watched, like, random episodes of.
Oh, you need to, like, dig deep
into
that.
What is the overarching plot? She's, like, a spy, and her dad's a spy, but they have a difficult relationship.
Yeah, and then... Oh, I don't know if I want to... There's a lot of secrets.
Come on. Ooh, so, Kate's a bad girl, is one of the texts we've received.
I thought she was fine. But...
I think like, you know, like a bad girl, not like a bad girl. Also, apparently her first one was actually The Piano, which is that Oscar-winning film.
Whatever.
No, it's No Fly Away Home. I mean, she got an Oscar for the piano.
Yeah, it was the piano. But I started my journey.
I guess it would have been weird. It would have been more weird for you to start with the piano.
The piano is a hard watch. Fly Away Home is a lot better. Just start with that.
Hot takes here on the 95 BFM Small Top 10.
She like, and then like one of the geese has a little.
Oh, we
like,
can't keep talking about Fly Away Home. Sorry. What happened? What is Alias about apart from a spy and a wig?
So her fiance, he gets murdered. And then I think like it ends up being the spy agency that did it or something.
Of course it was.
But then it ends up being her best friend, Francie, that lived with her at the time, was actually the one that murdered her fiance, because Francie was like an undercover agent for the...
Yes, everyone's a spy.
The KGB, they always hated the KGB.
I love it. It's like live action Kim Possible.
Yeah, but then she loves her dead boyfriend, but then this guy, Vaughn, I think his name's Vaughn, and her dead boyfriend is Bradley Cooper.
This show just gets better and better. I'm going to have to watch this.
Yeah.
All right, we ready for number six?
Yeah.
Six.
Ugly Betty.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is the first comedy on the list, isn't it? Oh, actually, Pushing Up Daisies is like a...
Yeah, that one's little bit cheeky, a little bit fun. But Ugly Betty was neck level, like... America Ferrera's Betty Suarez, and the first entry, she's wearing this beautiful poncho.
It was iconic at the time.
Yeah.
People were talking about this in the schoolyard, in the lunchroom.
Oh, were they?
Behind the bleachers, in the cafeteria. None of those locations existed at my school. On the field. They were talking about on the field and the lower field.
And it was just like a real piss
and
take,
the
wasn't it?
And handball squares. It was pretty cheeky.
With Vanessa Williams as... You know Vanessa Williams, Miss America?
Oh my god, was Vanessa Williams
in
it?
Yeah, she was kind of like the Anna Wintour, I guess, of Mode, which is what it was called, the magazine.
I mean, this came out at a time when media about fashion magazines was like a whole situation. It's like Devil Wears Prada. Yeah. Everyone was like, I wonder what it would be like to work at a fashion magazine. I imagine degrading but glamorous.
Yeah.
Like,
and really like racist.
Quite rankles are quite racist. Oh.
Yeah. And that one's really great though, because it's got a little bit of like murder mystery too.
What makes that better than this order of this list is wild to me. What makes that better than Lost, a show you never finished?
Because it just like was a bit more like me and my mum and my sister would like sit down and watch it and talk about it. And these ones that are coming up, I was a lot younger, I think, when I watched some of them. Like the time when these TV shows were released wasn't the time when I was watching
totally.
It. And it was just a bit more like relatable, right? Like everyone feels a little bit kind of silly and weird and like...
Ugly, but with a beautiful poncho.
Yeah, one boob's bigger than the other kind of thing is happening.
And on that note, I think it's time for a little bit of music.
Okay, I love it.
Number five.
Your number five this evening is Nah Noise with Bad Dreams.
Track 9. a game of life. Passes off your shoulder and onto mine. Wanna freeze the moment in time. So we ain't tonight. On your left thigh and on my right. To freeze the moment in time.
Are back on the 95BFM top 10. We're in the midst of the small talk. Where's the oh, there it is.
Oh yeah, I can hear it.
A little.
Yeah, turn it up. Oh, that's really
the
nice.
The bow is so good. I honestly, the bed music is one of my favorite parts of the small top 10.
Oh, and thanks, Amelia. That's really nice of you.
Honestly, you've risen to meet the level of the bed music. Thank you so much. So we are with Hannah, and Hannah is talking about her top 10 female-led TV shows that her mother raised her on. Is that correct?
That is 100% correct.
Nailed it. And we are up to...
five.
Number five.
Malcolm in the Middle. Is it female-led, though?
This... I like that you were like, oh, I don't know if people are going to, like, say pushing up daisies is female-led. I mean, she's a big part of it.
Yeah.
The house is definitely female-led, isn't it?
So, you know what? I'm going to stick with myself.
Some people might argue that Malcolm was the lead in that show.
Oh, whatever. But Malcolm couldn't have existed without...
No. Or maybe Breaking Bad.
What does Breaking Bad have to do with this?
He's the husbandman.
You mean Hal?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with this show, Amelia.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Okay, so what is it about? And so your mum was into Malcolm in the
Middle.
Yeah,
she loved it.
Okay.
She thought it was awesome. And she loved it because of Lois, the mother character. She kind of always used to use Lois as a threat to me, my brother and my sister, as I'm sure heaps of mothers did.
I don't understand what you mean by that at all.
Well, kind of just being like, look what she does. You know, she makes her kids sleep outside if okay. they don't like tell her who set this t-shirt on fire.
Oh, wow.
Or like she makes them. I actually, a couple of nights ago, was re-remembering Malcolm in the Middle, and I sat and I'm one of those people where I just like search best moments in Malcolm in the Middle part one, and I just watched the lowest sections. Yeah. And one of them, someone lit a t-shirt on fire, and so she like started just throwing their toys in the bin and like smashing them and stuff until they would tell her who did it.
Sick. But okay, I need to know at this point.
Mm. Why is it
more,
number?
Yeah, more about the levels on the list.
Okay. This one's number 5 because we watched it quite a few times.
So it was like heavy rotate.
It was
you
on a heavy...
You maybe got more than 3 episodes of this a week.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, for sure. And you're gonna really understand why my number 1 is my number 1. Because
okay.
there's a really like special narrative to it.
I feel like we're learning a lot about Hannah, too.
Mm, yeah. And yeah, I think that's all I have for that.
Okay, sick.
4.
Number 4. I'm ready.
Okay. Number 4. Doctor Who.
Wow, you're really pushing the boat out with this, like, my top 10. So, okay. So one of the small top 10s was Owen Wilson films.
Mm.
And at least one of the films did not have Owen Wilson in it. And I feel like this is a repeat of that.
Why?
Because is Doctor Who, up until like last year, was old man.
Yeah, but like, what about all of the women that stand beside him? Just because someone's not the person in the title doesn't mean that they don't have like significance to me.
Okay.
A young gal sitting in front of the TV, looking to be represented on screen, having to search and dig and bury myself in men's names. Only to find.
Well, thankfully in this one you didn't have to remember any names.
Yeah. Who?
Doc Whomst? Whomst is this doctor? All I care about is Rose.
Exactly. Well, that is like kind of the main character that was quite significant to me.
Yeah.
Rose's relationship to the doctor, because it was just so complicated and like weird and just like absolutely sad.
Yeah.
And also, another reason why this is number 4 for me is that I actually think Doctor Who made me a bit of a technophobe, or a little bit scared of like the future.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know how I was like, oh, what are those humans that get stuck in the robot, you know, body?
Cybermen. Yeah.
Well, I remember very distinctly the episode when I think it's when David Tennant is the Doctor, and it's when, you know, all the people are wearing the little headphones in their ears.
Yeah.
And those headphones are how they turn into Cybermen.
So you're worried
that right now,
because
it starts to control
their
brain.
Right now, these headphones are going to
turn they're not like in my ear, you know.
So you don't wear in-ear headphones
now? So I hate AirPods, for instance.
Oh my God, is that real?
Well, it could be, Amelia. Yeah.
There's lots of vigorous nodding happening from Michael. Michael, you've been in this room the whole time and have said very little. Do you have anything to weigh in about Doctor Who being a female-centered TV show?
I've only watched
it. Absolutely is a female-centered TV show.
I just watch... Okay, full disclosure, my experience of Doctor Who is watching YouTube videos of best Doctor Who villains / enemies.
I think you've got a good argument there, Hannah. I reckon Rose is definitely the emotional heart of that show. And then Amy Pond as well, totally. And what's her name? Who's Catherine Tate?
Oh, nah, she can just go away. Like,
I also didn't like
don't
her,
give,
but I know that some people did, so I'm trying to be...
I think Rose Tyler made the Doctor a bit more, like, romantic. It made it a bit more romantic, right?
But a lot of classic purists,
they hated it, right? But I loved it.
I also
you
liked
know? It. I was like, yes,
yeah.
This is what Mama was bringing me up for.
Sweep me off my feet, like man in Chuck Taylor shoes and a big old long coat. Ruined probably a lot of people's taste.
I loved it, absolutely. And also, the actor of Rose Tyler, Billy Piper.
Yeah.
An awesome...
I feel like not enough people are listening to her song, Honey to the Bee.
How does that go again? Sing
honey,
it to me.
Honey to the Bee, that's you for me.
Mm.
Honey to the Bee. So let's move on.
Three.
Okay. Number three.
Oh, is it number three?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anne of Green Gables.
Oh,
but a really specific one.
Oh shit, okay.
So have you watched the 1986-1985 miniseries? No, you haven't.
I actually have.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry. But
with Megan Fellows as Anne.
I don't know the names of the people, okay. But my mum and my grandma, my family has a lot of all feisty of women, and they all found the red hot rage of Anne of Green Gables very relatable.
Absolutely.
So we watched a lot of this. Yeah.
It's just, I can't even explain to you how deeply I love Anne of Green Gables.
I mean, she's a very important character for a lot of women, I think. She's so self-directed.
And it's where I learned about kindred spirits as well.
Ooh.
What a kindred spirit is. Because that's what Diana is for her. Diana Berry. Yeah, I love it. But there is kind of one thing that's a bit banished with this TV miniseries
that
my mum really like banished in the house, is that you don't watch the third one of the three that were released.
What happens in the third one?
Well, it doesn't follow the book at all, the books. And it's also like set in World War One, and it kind of doesn't really match up to the time.
That's so weird. I don't remember that at all.
And it's just like, it's weird. It's just real weird. They like find this baby and they're like, oh, we're going to adopt it. There's bombs everywhere. And it's just, and then like this novelist sends her all these letters.
The disdain for this poor adaptation. I love it. You're just like, and then they did it in a war with a baby. A baby.
Well, Mum actually says, like, we don't talk about that. That one.
That's amazing. I love this.
Yeah, but we'll talk about the first two.
It's a very Anne of Green Gables response to this Anne of Green Gables adaptation.
And also, as a result of watching Anne of Green Gables, I actually can't stand seeing the name Anne without an E.
Controversial. I mean, to each their own, Hannah. Come on.
Yeah, that's true.
That's rude. I won't stand for that.
Okay.
Okay.
Two.
Number two.
All right. Pride and Prejudice, but the 1995 version with
this
Colin Firth.
This is the sexy Colin Firth version, right?
When he's like jumping into the pond.
Yeah.
And like the great thing about my mum is that we watched that scene, so many times.
What?
And every time mum would be like, oh, he just looks like your father when he was young. Like,
oh my God.
And this is even more wild is that my brother loves it as well. And my brother we can all quote it at the table.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So, like, you can sit around the table with me, my mom, my brother, and my sister, and we can all just kind of just throw little quotes from the TV series at each other.
That's incredible. I love that you would just watch.
I could even deliver one for you right
scene.
Now.
Yeah, please. I'll fade down the music so you can just go.
Mama, why are you winking at me? And then Mrs. Bennett goes, I'm not winking at you, child. Why would I be winking at you? And it's when...
All right. So, I mean, yeah. What? What does that mean?
So I'll give you a little bit of context. It's the scene where Mr. Bennett has come to propose to Jane, I think.
Yeah.
And so the mother is trying to get the sisters out of the room. Like, they're all trying to leave without leaving.
Yeah.
It's that weird thing where you don't want to know that you know. I'm sorry, that was... Do you know what I mean? Come on, contribute a little bit.
I know what you mean.
I know. I hear the quotes all the time.
But yeah, I feel like a lot of families in like the 90s, early 2000s had... We definitely had this on video that we taped off the TV. Yeah. And it was very well worn.
And there's like the beautiful scene at the beginning where the hand is sewing on all of the things on the dress.
I mean, for a TV program that has... wet white shirt Colin Firth in it, it's got even more beautiful things in it, which is they really did it.
It's got lots of strong women.
Yeah, it's got lots of strong women in it.
What else does it have?
Hunky men, sideburns, yeah. Outfits.
So many sideburns.
I like
a lot of pride.
A lot of, and sadly, a lot of prejudice.
Mm.
Yeah, against the poor. Yeah.
Yeah, but they weren't really poor.
Well, okay, let's not get into that. So, we've come so far. We're up to your number one. Before we do that, do you have anything you want to plug, Hannah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Do I?
Do you?
No.
Are you selling anything?
No.
Do you want to support, like, a charity or something? Do you want to make a political message?
No.
All right, shit. Just
that,
Hannah
that
has
pressure is that's too much for this time.
The only thing Hannah wants to do is tell you all about the top 10 female-led TV shows that her mother raised her on, and it's time for
Juan.
I want to see if you can guess what it is.
Oh, Hannah, it could literally be anything.
But it couldn't.
We've seen how loose this has been.
Is this loose?
Is it? I don't know. Is it like? I honestly, I really, I don't.
What happens when you're raised with a really nerdy mum?
Oh, it's Star Trek.
What,
the
Star
Next
Trek?
Generation?
Nah. Voyager. Catherine
Ooh.
Janeway.
Oh.
So
I don't know anything about Star Trek. I'm a very bad nerd. I'm sorry.
My mum is a mad Trekkie.
Yeah.
Like, hardcore. Every time Michael goes home, she tries to get him to watch the original TV series with her.
That's the only one I've seen.
It's the one that I hate the most, to be honest.
Ooh, okay.
But
so Star Trek Voyager is like...
Oh, I don't like Deep Space Nine.
That one...
When they're just on a big, port, almost.
But, okay, tell us about Star Trek Voyager, though, because I couldn't tell you what the difference between that and any other Star Trek was, apart from that it wasn't made in the 60s.
The ship of Star Trek Voyager kind of looks like a big, beautiful whale.
Okay.
And the intro is really, really great as well.
But what is it about? Like, what is the show about? Well, the space people.
Yeah, but the ship can't get back home. So it accidentally gets, like, ported, like, light years away.
So also like Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. And so
I'd love Gilligan's Island.
And so they have to travel back home. And as a result, they're like years away. Like, it will take them 40 years to get back to Earth. And along the way, they like meet lots of different people. And one amazing character that they meet is a Borg who's called Seven of Nine. And she's this beautiful Borg lady.
Okay. I've seen her on the TV. Mm.
Well, she's in Voyager.
Yes.
And you kind of like follow her changing or transforming from being a Borg that just wants to kill everyone to like being this like human, I guess.
Sounds like a very Cold War theme.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Okay. And everyone's kind of like just trying to survive, trying to get home. And at the front of that is, Catherine Janeway. And she's just like the small kind of like... doesn't say much, but what she says is just quite like quick, and you can kind of imagine it in the tone of her voice.
Okay.
She's
a badass.
Yeah, she's a badass with a beautiful little bun on her head.
Ooh. Sorry, I got excited about the bun.
But she's people will really know her. The actor is Kate Mulgrew. Mulgrew, is that how you say her last name? She's in Orange Is the New Black.
Oh.
She's
okay.
Red.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, the reason why it's my number one as well is that it was the only TV show that I could really binge with my mum. And this is a terrible story, but when me and my sister were younger, we had beautiful long hair, and as a result, we'd get head lice quite a lot.
Okay. please keep going. I don't want the story to end here. And on that note, Dirty Hannah's top 10.
Do you actually want me to tell you the rest?
Yes, please. Otherwise, it's just Dirty Hannah's TV list.
I'm not dirty.
Well, then tell me what. Tell me the rest of the list.
Blooming head lice when you were younger.
Maybe once, if that.
Mum would just get out her little head lice comb, sit us in front of the TV, and comb out the head lice, killing them whilst watching Voyager.
So it was like a purifying experience. That's really beautiful. So you've chosen a song to play us out with. Would you like to introduce the song, Hannah?
Who was it? Jacqueline Humbert
and David Rosenboom.
It's from an album that came out in 1979. And I'm pretty sure that this song is actually about, well, the album is called Daytime Viewing, and I think it's about watching TV.
Beautiful. This is Distant Space.
What happened to me? I got lost in his dream. Made my moves on command. Gave him love on demand. Now I'm waking to find that he's changing his mind. Cause he's starting to sleep in a different place. When all the goods in the past were trying to make it last, when bitter tears streak down my face, and it's starting to feel like a distant space. Without so much as a thought, I fell in love, I was bought. With no direction, it's not a new tale, in fact by now a cliche, but I never believed that I'd be seeing the day when I'd be living alone in his house, not home. Oh,
a satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. The 95 BFM Small Top 10.